got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up.
Hi, this is Michael Poirier, and you're listening to A View from Section C.
A View from Section C is sponsored by Don Michele, Italian restaurant, Perth Road, Dundee.
Hello and welcome along to episode 107 of the Don Michele sponsored A View from Section C. Senior, as you can see, and everybody watching on YouTube, it is our Pride episode because it's the Pride game at the weekend.
Yes, very nice logo as well you've got there, Junior. Quite impressed by that, by the way.
Yeah. I used it for just the Spotify stuff and that, Apple Podcast and that last year, and I didn't ken how, and it pisses us off every time, right? But the normal logo fits in the screen. And I've done the exact same thing with this end, and it enlarges it on the screen. And I'm like, how? So, anyway. But yeah, I like it. And if I was able to move myself around a wee bit, and I can't, you can actually see the whole wee hockey stick's also in the Pride colour. So, yes, it's a place for everyone.
Yes.
Anyway, how are you? You all right?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I just feel like this week's dragging in. I'm looking at it going on like Wednesday, and I'm like, it doesn't feel like a Wednesday. It feels later.
No, it doesn't feel like a Wednesday. But disappointed in the. We'll get the elephant out the room, because when we go to the game on Saturday, we're going to get an hour, right? Suddenly, the blue noses will come out. They'll be jumped. They'll be every place. There'll be people that didn't go to the games. Like Louis Thompson and Ryan Thompson, people like that, they'll be giving it. What about that? You're at the cup and stuff like that, right? But listen, I'm no one to cause a divide with the fans, right?
Listen,
are these people that support Dundee, they go to the Stars games, have never seen them win the Scottish Cup, and will never see them win the Scottish Cup? Okay,
yeah,
that was for Louis. And Ryan.
To be fair.
Love you guys.
To be fair, we did speak to them about it the other week. And I said it to a lot of my Dundee friends, including Mr. David Sim as well. No, the fat in for Sheffield, the fat in for Dundee. I said it to them, United win the league game, Dundee will win the cup game. It was always going to happen. Neither team are going to win both.
I said the same in the work. I says, they won't win both games. Whoever wins the league game will lose the cup game. That was, and I said that, and the guys in the work will tell you that. I must admit, though, there was a few United supporters that worked with me I thought were overconfident.
Yeah.
Then I worry about it, big man. Then I worry about it. It's in the bag. And I'm thinking, you're in for a shock here.
Yeah.
But, get them up. When it comes to it, we're our Stars fans. That's the main thing. And it's good that you could have banter with. It's good that you could have banter with people. It's probably been the only derby game that could happen without wanting a killing in a...
Right. Like dog. the ugly sisters down the road.
It's good. A bit disappointed with the result on Monday, but come on. It's only a game of football.
Yeah, watched the game and sat and watched it. United are terrible first half. Second half, a lot better. Probably should have scored a bad load in the last 5 minutes alone. But as you say, game of football. Then went to see Brothers Osborne in Glasgow last night. That fucking improved my mood after getting bit. And I was like, happy days.
I've got to do a podcast and speak about the Stars against Clannan Coventry.
And then got to go and travel for work Thursday, Friday, and then referee 12 basketball games on Saturday in Aberdeen with the weather warnings in place. So I'm just fucking hell. So anyway,
life's great, isn't it?
Oh, tell me about it. We'll crack on with the show. We will start, as always, with our MBE Valeting Services sponsored Who We Watch and our What we will introduce officially soon is Rockets Talk. Moving forward with the Rockets and obviously looking at the guys that are on the two-ways. So we'll start with the Rockets. They only had the one game at the weekend at home to the North Ayrshire Wild. Now, they've pumped them in every game they've played in this year. I think they shut them out both times in North Ayr, and then they annihilated them a few weeks back. But a much closer game this week. They won by 6-3. Goals by 2 for Ollis McIntosh, Michael Becker, Grant Righi. Now, there's a conflicting report here of the two goals, the remaining two goals. The Rockets page put up Drew Rumgay. However, as per the game sheet and on Scottish Ice Hockey, both goals were scored by the GOAT, John Dolan. So, we're going to have to figure this one out. Was it Drew or was it JD?
Well, listen, JD listens. I know he does, because there's things that we've said on the podcast and I get up the next morning and there's many. So if he's listening, JD, who scored the other two goals? Drop me a line.
Yeah. One of them was definitely JD, but the Facebook page said Drew Rumgay, and the page actually said it was JD that scored both. But interesting to see, though, that all six goals are scored by former Stars players.
Now, see, when you were speaking about it, I'm thinking, when you were going through it, I'm saying, right, so Lewis McIntosh has played for the Stars.
Yeah.
Michael Beck has definitely played for the Stars. JD's obviously played for the Stars.
Yeah.
I think, wait a minute, there's a link here.
Yeah.
They have all worn a Stars jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grant as well, Righi, and obviously Drew.
Right, Grant, yeah.
And Drew at the start of the season as well, but a little bit after he's until he got injured by that wee prick Boucher. But yes, all goal scorers were former Stars players.
Ex-Stars players, yeah.
Ewan Simpson played this game in goal. 22 saves, 3 goals against. So a nice, probably, say a relatively straightforward game for him as well. Looking ahead, double header this weekend for the Rockets. They are away to Aberdeen on Saturday and then at home to Killie on Sunday. So it should be a relatively straightforward game on Sunday, you would think, considering, I think, Kilmarnock, whoever they played, I think it was Edinburgh they played the weekend and lost 19. It could be anywhere. It could be 19, but or 15, you know, but something about that region. It was some result.
You tie your hats off to them, boys, eh? You do, because they get pumped every week, eh? But they still turn up every week.
Yeah.
And they could have just went, nah, fuck this. Enough's enough, eh? Should there be a gentleman's agreement? Remember, we always used to speak about the gentleman's agreement. Yeah. Should there be, or is that just Edinburgh being dicks because they're dicks and thinking they're Billy Big Boots and James Isaacs and Ari boys, and come on, at night, nah. I think there should be sort of, and I know at then if they were away from home, they might have eased up. At home, you want to put a show on for your fans, but are you really putting a show on? Because by that time, you're getting a bit bored.
Yeah.
As much as I would like to put 19 past Glasgow Clan and I love every minute of it, it's not going to happen. But it's an amateur sport for the guys, eh? And scores like that could drive the Kilmarnock team out of the league, and you just hope it doesn't. But credit to them, they're still going strong, eh? They're turning up every week. So
it was 15-0.
15. Come on, man.
But
big in for the Rockets, because you'll probably touch on it anyway, based on what happened to Aberdeen at the weekend there. It's a big chance for the Rockets to move slightly further away from the Lynx. And as I say, you're probably going to touch on what happened to Aberdeen.
Absolutely. So there was one game at the weekend where the Kestrels, so Josh Saunders and the Kirkcaldy, We're going up against the Aberdeen Lynx. Gary Kelly was back after exiting the game the week before, injured. Dom played with 28 saves and 2 penalty minutes, getting involved in something there. However, conceding 5 goals, one of them was by Mr. Saunders, in which the Kestrels beat Aberdeen by 5-1. I read, and I don't know how true this is, and I don't know how many players they ended up having. I read that Aberdeen were missing 13 players for that game. I know that Jordan Layden didn't play. I read that he was on the bench, so I don't know, suspension, injury, or what. But he didn't play. But yeah, it was a 5-1 win for the Kestrels, which makes the league look like this. So Edinburgh now up to second after their results at the weekend, pushing Aberdeen down to third. So they're 23 points through 17 games. Kestrels starting to catch up again, 21 points through 16 games. They've got a game in hand on Aberdeen to tie that. But Rockets still sitting pretty at the top, 29 points through 16 games, with a game in hand on both Edinburgh and Aberdeen.
It's looking good for him at this point in time, eh?
Absolutely.
But as can be seen, and it has happened, the top four could all beat one another. That's the thing. It's not a given that Aberdeen get beat 5-1 in Kirkcaldy. The Rockets will go up there and win. They've got to go and put a performance in to get that. Because if they don't, they'll get turned over. And I think they're experienced enough and professional enough to understand that. So I would be expecting them to go up there. And I would expect a 4-point weekend for the Rockets.
Yeah, so the thing with the Rockets as well is, what's that? 1, 2, 3, and then 4, 5, 6. There's only 7 games left in the league.
Yeah, they're close.
Before cup final and playoffs. So, yeah, big push now. That was their busiest month, was January. They had about, I think it was 5 or 6 games they had in the month there. Big push now for Hutch and the boys, and fingers crossed they can get over the line with it.
Yeah.
So we'll move on. Now we'll just, on a positive note, sponsored by one of the Dundee Rockets players, the 51 Club sponsored game review. Away to the Guildford Flames last week. So it was only a 1-game weekend for the Stars, a game 7 playoff mentality game. And Senior, there was words, and these are the words that I used.
Oh, jeezy peeps, man.
Guildford went 1-0 up after 3 minutes and 11 through Ethan Strang. Matt Alvaro at 7:41 made it 2. Daniel Catenacci at 10:07 made it 3. Jack Jackham at 14:06 made it 4. We eventually changed the goalie. And Matt Alvaro scored the 5th in the second period at 29:36. No goals for Stars, no goals in the 3rd period, and no points to come home with.
Yeah. There was a lot said on social media about this. I did say, when we talked about the game last week on the podcast, I said I thought the coach would start with Sabo. I felt he should have started with Fisk. And whether that statement's right or wrong, me personally, I don't know, because I've not seen the goals, no seen any highlights, didn't watch the game. However, what I did see was the 4th goal, right? And that goal, to me, is not on the goalie, right? That is on every player that's on that ice. especially the D-man, that's skating back and forward as if somebody's pulling strings for one side of the rink to the other, because he's just going back and forward, and the guy just goes round it, wraps it. Defensively, we are fucking terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Are we that good?
Yeah. And you know what? I've got stuff doing for my good and bad. Not good. I'm not wanting to sort of go on it a lot, but there's one guy, you've already spoke about him, right? Actually, I'm going to say there's two. You've spoke about one of them, right?
John Dolan.
Who plays for the Kirkcaldy Kessels, right? He's a D-man. We've got hopes for him. Well, I'll tell you what, I'd fucking play him now, because he can't be any worse than what's happening on the ice at this point in time defensively. And I would also put Craig Moore at the back, because when Moorsey played at the back, we seemed to be a wee bit more settled.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we signed him as a forward, we signed him as an extra forward, we signed our decor, and it's not working. For whatever reason, it is just not happening. We have tried nearly every combination you could think about, and it's no there, eh? It is not there. And to be 3-0 doing after 10 minutes, 4-0 doing after 14 minutes.
Yeah, give or take.
It's embarrassing. At that point, I think I'd maybe text you and I said, if this goes to double figures, there's a chance that players will get moved or the coach will get moved. Because at that point, 4-0 down, I'm thinking, we're going to ship maybe another before the end. So it could be maybe 4 or 5 at the end of the first. They'll maybe get about another 2 or 3 in the second. And then I actually thought Guildford were going to run to about 8, 9, or 10.
Hmm.
It is not good enough. And everybody will know that, right? The players will know it, the coach will know it, the owners all know it, the fans know it. That is not what the Dundee Stars are all about. Going to these places like Guildford and just not turning up for whatever reason. And the players will be the only ones that will know what has happened.
Yeah. So say there's a lot of talk on the supporters' pages and stuff about Mark's post-game and saying that, you know, we're asking to do things and it's not been done, players aren't doing it. You know, it's meant to be a playoff game 7 mentality, as I joked with you. Is it maybe a Toronto Maple Leafs one, because they seem to get pumped in all their game 7s?
Ironically, you were not the only one that said that. There was a few posts
that.
I think we're talking about a Toronto Maple Leafs game 7.
As soon as I seen someone post about the playoff mentality, I turned to Shannon and went, "Ah, yeah, Toronto Maple Leafs won. We get beaten it." Seeing as Ottawa are doing relatively well at times this season, anyway. But yeah, listen, it's not, you know, doesn't look like a playoff team right now. But again, the problem is we've seen flashes of what could be a playoff team. You know, the going to Cardiff and winning down there. Probably should have beat Belfast, losing it the way we did there a few weeks back, but we still probably should have won that game. We've run them close a few times this year. We have competed to an extent with Sheffield and then kind of fell asleep towards the end of the game because we were short benched during that injury kind of hit spell. So there is a playoff team in there for me, I think, but there's something not clicking right now. And listen, I don't make my views on here about players. I have made views before. And a lot of the conversation was around the goalie situation on Saturday. Now, listen, regardless if Sabol's at fault for 3 or 4 or none or whatever, I still think the goalie should have been pulled after 3 in 10 minutes. Regardless if it's his fault or not, pull him Yeah. Sit them, get the other one in, and if the same happens again, you're having a fucking go at that team to say, listen, fucking proves it.
Yeah.
You lot are the issue tonight. Yeah,
I know. See that?
Sabo's,
that's difficult. Sabo's,
as you say, Sabo's outbursts.
Yeah,
that's
the difference. Yeah, and you know what? I could understand that, right? I don't think his outburst is at the coach, right? No. I think his outburst is how the fourth goal was scored. And the netminder is a specialised position, right? This is not like football, right? So if three or four players are performing, they get yanked. And you put a subby on. Ice hockey, it's only the goalie that could happen to. And unfortunately, that's what tends to happen. It is supposed to be a kick in the arse to get the rest of the team G'd up. You've let this guy down. I'm the same as you, though. I think 4-0 was too late. It should have happened at 3. And it probably gives them that little chink that they might get in if they get to 3-1. They might get to 3-2. At 4-0, in my opinion, the game's gone at that time. You've changed Sabo, you've put Fisk in, and you're just hoping it doesn't get any worse.
Well, you look at...
And then you look at the stats, right? And the stats are... It depends on, like, the stats with the shots on goal. They could be grade A shots, or they might not be, right? Sabo had 5 shots, 4 goals against, 20% saves. Right, that's brutal. But as we say, that's unfortunate for him because that's his start. Right.
Yeah.
You look at Fisk's when he come in. What was it? 1 goal on 25 shots. He's suddenly hitting 91-92%. If you've got a goalie that hits 91-92% in 60 minutes, you could be winning games and a lot of games.
Yeah, you look at Clan. It was either the night. Actually, it might be the night before.
Yeah,
they pulled him. They put Lucas in for the remainder of the first period, and then they replaced him and they put him back in again for the rest of the game. I think it was 2 quick goals. I think it was.
It was someone like
and
that.
I wonder if it was just. They put Brian in. I wonder if it was just get out. Settle the fuck down, get the end of the period.
Yeah.
Right, second period, you're back in. You're a starter, get back in.
Yeah.
But
we you know what? We us two and hundreds and hundreds more Stars fans will always have the debate of who should start. Right. That's it. It's always been there. I think we know who we would start. And to me, it should be Jarrett, right? That's my opinion. It should be Jarrett that starts. And I think Jarrett should get a run of starting.
Exactly. As we said, he absolutely needs a run of games. One of them does. Yeah. One of them needs a run of
one
games.
One of them. That's maybe the fairest way of saying it. One of them does then. So Sabo had a mare in Guildford. So we've got Glasgow this weekend. So...
Yeah.
Do we stick to our guns and say, all right, we're going with him again because he's our number one.
Mm-hmm.
And you better fucking buck up in front of him because I don't want to yank him again. Or do we then say, right, we're starting Jarrett against Glasgow. And you know what? He's going to start again the next night as well.
Yeah.
Even if we lose.
Yeah, you look at, I know I'm comparing the NHL to the Elite League here, right? But you look at the Washington Capitals. Right, they've got Logan Thompson and the boy, what's his name? Lindgren. No,
Charlie Lindgren,
right? The Outlaw, right? So they've got both of them, and they do. They play game on, game off, game on, game off, game on, game off. They've done it for the whole season. Lindgren gets injured. Yep, he got injured. And they did 3 games back-to-back for Thompson. 1-2, lost 1. They play him the next... They decide, you know what, Lindgren's back, we're going to play him again anyway. He got a shutout. Played him again the next night. Shutout. playing him again the next night, a goal against. Lindgren's now fit at this point. Do they play him again? Absolutely they do. They play him in Edmonton, they win again, conceding two goals. The only reason I know that is because I've got Logan Thompson on my fantasy team and he's been absolutely shit hot this year. But it's a run of games for a goalie who's got a confidence of, I got a win, I got a win. Right, okay, I've got a loss. But you know what?
Yeah.
Only conceded two goals. Win, two shutouts back to back. You know, give somebody a fucking chance of a run of games.
Yeah, and you know what? Boston done it. And they went alternate.
Yeah.
They're probably the only team that's ever done it. But then when it got to the playoffs, they went wee swimming.
Yeah.
And I think they went alternate for the first couple of games. And I think Ullmark lost a game, Swayman won a game. Ullmark lost a game, Swayman won a game. They went, no, fuck it, right, that's it, we're going to be swimming.
And it should have been Ullmark, let's be honest.
Mark needs to do something with the goaltending situation.
Yeah. It's funny, we've had a bit of a running joke with the podcast in that Mark listens. We know Mark doesn't listen to it. There's a bit of a running joke that every week something's been said or something like that, and then Mark said something or changed something and done it, right? But I'm going to make a wee bit of a running joke continue here that he obviously doesn't get to the preview part of the show because the three boys I fucking pointed out all had a goal. One of them is 1+2, 1+1, and I go, and you're like, you know that that's the danger, man.
I remember you mentioning Strang, I remember you mentioning Alvaro.
And Jackham, because I find his name quite funny.
Because of the name, Jackham. Yeah. I know. But I just don't know what is going on defensively.
Yeah.
And this is all over the ice, by the way, right? This will include the forwards.
Listen, it's...
The defense is struggling.
Yeah, it said in hockey, all the world, forwards have to D and D's have to forward. And it's not happening. There's no D.
And you know what? See, when you get in a rut, it's so difficult to get out of that rut because you think you're trying harder, and then what happens is you're beginning to overthink things instead of just playing the game and doing the things that you should be doing. Like what you said, Mark had says, it's, you know what, some of the things we talked about it all week. That's a worry. If they've talked about it all week and it didn't happen in a one-game weekend. So I'm hoping it's a blip, and I would really hope that there's a massive kickback against Glasgow on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. Senior, you had it 3-2 stars. I had it 3-2 stars in overtime. Way off the mark last week.
Well, listen, at least we got the number of goals right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's always...
always a small positive, Junior.
Always look at the positives. So, only saving grace from the weekend was the Fife Flyers picking up their first win in God knows how long. They are now up to 8 points through 30 games after beating the Manchester Storm in a comeback victory there. Manchester still in ninth, 21 points through 29 games. Stars still occupying that last playoff spot, 24 through 32. 2 points behind the Glasgow Clanner on 26, but I've only played 29 games. So basically, 3-game advantage for them to try and pick up some points. Guildford in sixth, 35 through 30 games. Coventry in fifth, 36 to 31. Nottingham in fourth, 39 points through 31 games. Sheffield up to 40 points through 30. They're starting to make a bit of a push now. Cardiff in second place now, dropping from the week before, 44 points through 30 games, with the Belfast Giants up to first place, 45 points through 30 games.
I would take that at the end of the season, Junior.
I didn't want Belfast.
I would take that. Would end up be Belfast.
I didn't want to win the league. Fuck them. No.
No, I would take that.
No. No.
I'm not wanting them to win the league, but if we finished eighth, I would take Belfast in the playoffs.
I'll take fucking anyone. Bring it on.
Yeah, I know, but sounds good.
Senior, good, the bad, and the ugly.
And he gets his notes up and he puts his phone there so he could read them. Yeah. So the good, you've touched on nearly everything I've went through. The good.
That me, I'm that good.
Yeah, you were that good. Yeah. was not the Dundee Stars. The good was the Manchester Storm losing. And it had no impact on us, because if they'd began to pick up points at the weekend, we could have been out of that playoff position.
Yeah.
I think the only person this impacted was Lara. She'd been disappointed that Alex's team lost again. I did say that every podcast I'm going to get it is going to get dropped in at some point. So there it is now. The bad, we've talked about it. All the talk about a one-game weekend, Game 7, is a championship game. Listen, it looks bad when that's when players and the coach is coming out and saying that on social media and they don't perform. It just makes it look bad. The ugly, and I've got stats, Junior, for the ugly.
Oh, Stato's back.
Yep, but it's a stat that you don't like. It's a stat that you don't like. Plus, minus.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Okay, you ready? Stars have only got three players that don't have minus stats.
Right, okay.
Come
right,
on, then.
Give it. Right, how many are forwards?
Two forward, okay. One D. But the D has played forward.
Yeah, so Moorsey.
No.
He's played forward. Oh, you can't include Josh Saunders. That's pish. He's not played enough games.
Elite League stats has him as played five games.
Aye, but that includes just sitting on the bench.
Plus minus is zero. Okay.
I'm going to go Yamamoto.
Nope.
Oh, okay. I was. My other two, one was Kylie, but I thought he'd been on the ice for quite a lot this year.
He just misses it. I think he's at minus two or minus three.
My final guess to get one out of three would be, let's go, Brett Gravel.
Nope.
No. I was going to go
Philippe Sanch.
Oh, fuck, I was going to go Sanch.
Plus three. Spencer Nass. Plus one.
That's really interesting.
And that's it.
That it's Spencer Nass, because Nass every week is looking like he's on a minus at the end of the game.
So, yeah. And these stats are ugly. They're not the greatest stat. I do know that, right?
Yeah.
Because you can step on the ice, score a goal, you're like, fuck's sake, that's me got a minus. I've just stepped to the door. It's not the greatest thing, right? But it's so ugly, they start when you look at ours. But you've touched on someone, and I think it was from the Guildford game. I think Nass, Harams, Kylie, I think they might have all been minus three.
I actually think Nass was worse. I thought he was minus four.
Right. Either way, right, and this is what annoys me, right? And we are all, as fans, we are all so fickle, right? See if that's somebody like a Ben O'Connor, And I'm going to say it, Junior. Now, he's not your greatest player.
No, he
Cole McDonald.
Right? Cole McDonald.
If they all come in at -3, -4, they are getting fucking hammered.
Yeah.
Spencer comes in at -3.
Nas was -3.
There you go.
Dryden, -2.
Nothing said.
Kylie, -2. Ingles, yeah. -2. Pouncey, -2.
It's
Harms
not good reading.
And O'Connor, -2. A few others at -1 and obviously 0. But yeah. A number of people at -2.
I know. And specific players, and it's, listen, it comes down to who you like. Yeah. I've made it perfectly clear. I like Ben O'Connor as a player. I've always liked Ben O'Connor as a player. Is he playing his best hockey? No, he's not. He will know it. But listen, the best players that we've got are getting worse stats.
And I can't believe it. I can't believe Cole McDonald was fucking 0.
That was the one. Yeah. That was the one that got me.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but come on, that was the ugly side of it, right? As the stats. But here's a question about Cole McDonald, right? Was he not on the ice for the fourth goal?
I don't know, I wasn't watching it.
I thought it was him that was skating back and forward. But obviously.
Someone did mention it was him.
Yep. So how could he have be 0? He has to be -1.
That's what you say, unless it was a power play, but no, it wasn't a power play goal.
Nah. Yeah. I would need to go and check it. But yeah, that's it, Junior.
To be fair, someone else said
the bad's all the talk, and then the ugly is the plus minus. There is not a lot of players with a plus stat.
Yeah, just on that. So I remember Ali Brooks was saying that he thought Ingles was on the ice for 3 or 4, and I had him down as -2. And then they said that you know, he's like, I'm positive that I've seen him on the ice for at least 3. But again, it could just be that they've not registered it correctly and there are correct numbers on the ice, because it is obviously, it's just volunteers that do the stats and stuff, so
yeah,
it could easily be picked up wrong, the wrong number. But let's look ahead and not backwards, senior.
Yeah.
Here
comes the positive stuff.
This weekend's game. So, we are at home on Saturday at 7 p.m. face-off against the North Lanarkshire Pishiwishi, Motherwell, Bothwell, Paisley, fucking Renfrewshire, Glasgow Clan. And what is obviously the pride game. Hopefully a bit of pride in the performance against this lot. And then Sunday away to the Coventry Blaze, who are having a very solid season under Kevin Moore. Junior's 3 players to look out for Clam. I've actually went with Cole Ooley, obviously. Top goal scorer for them. Actually, I think he's top point scorer as well. 17 and 14 through 26 games. Tyson McClellan, he was a wee bit of a dick the last time up here.
Who
was it he tried to start with?
I can't mind, but he ended up fighting with Sekos.
Sekos, that's who it was. Yeah, Sekos went after him, that's right. Thought I had enough of you. So he's 12 plus 14 through 29 games. And Devin Sidorov, 14 plus 11 through 27 games. Now, for me, the interesting stat for Glasgow's players this year is that there's only 4 players in double-figure goals for them, considering that they go on about how much of an attacking team they are and that they can score at will. Touch wood, they're actually the second least goals for in the league this year, Clan. I think it's only 85 goals scored in the league competition. So, Uli, McClellan and Sidorov. Now, Clan and Stars both one win in their last five games. So it's a battle of the out of form teams.
Yeah, it's a big game in all sense of that statement. It being a big game, it's a big game because it's with rivals, but it's even bigger because how close we are in the standings, especially with us having played three more games than them. It's a must win for me. We must beat Glasgow on Saturday. It will be difficult. I'm hoping there's a big crowd there. I think everybody, I said we're pissed about what happened last weekend, right? I spoke about it to death. Fingers are ass here, typing about it to death. It's a new game now. What's happened in the past has happened. We've got to go forward now and looking into Glasgow. And let's go and fucking beat them, eh? Because let's be honest, Junior, eh? I say it every game. I absolutely fucking hate them. I'm telling you. I do. They absolutely boil me bits. I'm telling you. But I'll tell you, we'll see how big he is this weekend, right? Mitch O'Hare, when Big Lars fucking behind him. Right?
I was going to put him with three players. I thought, you know what, I'm not going to touch wood fucking with this thing, but...
Yeah.
Go on then, you can do it.
Listen, whatever happens, happens on the ice, right? But I think I might just spend 60 minutes not even watching the game. I might just spend 60 minutes fucking having a go at him. Just for shits and giggles, eh? Get what I mean? Because it's guaranteed he will bite. And then he'll probably score a body load, and then I'll just sit and go, okay, see ya. But listen, you're right. You probably could put him in your three to watch because the guy's a decent player. I'm not going to take that away from him, right? He is a good player. He's probably somebody that could fit in nicely at Dundee. You would take him at Dundee. That's the thing. He reads the game well. His antics are a bit to be desired. He sometimes lets his team down because he losses the tatty and stuff like that, you know. But when he focuses on his game, he will be a dangerous player.
Yeah.
So who was your three to watch again?
Uli, McClellan and Sidorov.
Right. So I would also put Schwartz in there. I think he is a dangerous player as well.
Well, that's more than three, is it?
Yeah, I know that, but I'm just saying I would add him into that. You get what I mean? Offensively, they could be good. I think, though, again, home ice, we should be winning.
Yeah, with Fisk in the goal.
Yeah, and that's it.
Score predictions.
Oh, fuck.
I've went negative this week.
Have you? Oh, dear. I'm going positive. I'll go 4-3 Stars overtime.
I've went 4-2 Clan.
Junior.
I'm just a bit let down just now, eh? I'm a little bit down just now.
Just disappointed.
We then go to Coventry the next night. So going into a building which is very difficult to win in this year. Coventry are 7-10 in their last home games. And that includes games against Cardiff, Belfast, Sheffield. Nottingham's in there as well. Nottingham beat them at one point. I think there's a five game in there, but also in that 10 games is a 7-1 victory against us. So we'll see how that goes.
I'd like to fucking hope that it's not going to be that again. But as you say, difficult place to go and win. It'll be more difficult if we don't get a result against Glasgow. It'll make it even harder. The run that we're on will make it difficult as well. I must admit, I would go negative on the away game. I'd be looking at beating Glasgow. I would go something like 4-1 Blaze.
So I've actually went 5-1, purely for my three players to watch out for, which is Alessio Luciani, 15 plus 18 in 31 games. Top point scorer for them is Chase Gresick with 35 points in 31 games. And then their top goal scorer is Nick Stites, who is 17 goals, 16 assists in 31 games.
Yeah, he impressed me a lot when the Blaze played in Dundee, the guy Sites. He is a very good player. The guy Luciani, just, I was surprised when you gave me that start there, because he just goes about and the next
that's
thing
the
he's,
thing. Yeah.
Loads of points, eh?
That's the thing with him. I've been saying it for ages with him, that he just appears and these points here, points there, goals there, and you're like, fucking hell.
Junior, see before you move on to the next segment.
Whilst
you were yapping, I brought up the game sheet from the Guildford game.
Okay.
Right. So on the ice for goal number one, it was 23, 81, 83, 18, and 10. Okay. So that's Bouncy, O'Connor, and then Harms, Nass, Kiley.
Yeah.
Goal number two is 98, 17, 8, 11, and 6. But the fourth goal is the one that I was bringing up. 26 was on the ice. So there was a comment made on social media.
Definitely says zero.
Yeah. So he was on the ice.
Now, I don't know. There was also, I'm glad you just mentioned that there, because there was also something that I was going to mention back. Jake Elmer, did he leave the game injured?
Well, I don't know.
Because the reason I ask is the Elite League have him down as only having 3 minutes and 5 seconds of ice time.
You just keep blathering, and I'll bring up these stats whilst you're still blathering. All right. And I'll be able
to
tell you.
Yeah, that's the same. It's got it down as 3 minutes and 5 seconds of ice time.
3 minutes and 5 seconds.
I just said that to you.
Weird, eh?
Oh, fucking hell.
Did he leave the ice?
I don't know.
I never seen anybody mention that. No. Any place.
No.
Interesting.
Okay. So moving on. Now we're looking forward, but let's look back again. It is Slimworld Estella sponsored on this day, on the 22nd of January. I apologize, everyone. I've been that used to doing this segment that I forgot to tell you the fucking date. I used to do it, but I forgot about it. But you care what?
Yeah.
Didn't really give a shit. I care what day it is. You still hate it, Ken.
Come on, Junior. But the people do need to know.
But the thing is, we put it out on the same day anyway. So
sometimes you
Ken,
don't.
It's on that day. I always put it out. The day we record is the day that the show goes out on social medias. So
now you've said that, you don't have to mention the dates again.
Pay attention. On this day, 22nd of January, there seems to be a thing about playing the Coventry Blaze around about these dates. Now, there's a pattern goes on here, and I just think every season, they just think, oh, we'll just move out a couple of days against this team. I think we just reuse the same fucking fixtures nowadays.
Potentially.
In 2017, we had a home league loss to the Coventry Blaze by 4-0. We did not score. That was a very good team as well. That was a team that made the playoffs. That was a team that made the Final Four in Joey Sides and Cale Tanaka and everything. It was a good team. They just off night by the looks of it. 2022, we had a home league win versus the Coventry Blaze. And we shut those fuckers out this time by 3 goals to nil. A goal by Sebastian Bengston. Short-handed goal by Dylan Lawrence. And I can still see it. Slot, high slot, shooting towards the cafe end. The wrist shot was fucking like a laser. And then the empty net goal by Alex Ranger, who was 1+2 in that game. A goal and assist on both of them.
Come on. Ranger was unlucky with injury, was he?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, he was.
See, when you speak about Alex Ranger, I can actually see a bit Alex Robert in that. He sort of plays the same type of game as Ranger. But I really liked Ranger. He was...
Yeah.
Yeah. His season was cut short, which was disappointing.
Yeah. And finally, on this day, on the 22nd of January...
Nob.
We had a home league loss.
Junior, that's how you keep saying.
Against our unwashed friends from Fife by 4-1. And senior, one of your favourite players from that awful Jeff Mason season scored in Ryan Verrier.
Yes. Now, I'll tell you, that's one jersey I've got.
You've got Riley Wetmore, I'm telling
I've
you.
I've not got Riley Wetmore. So
absolutely do. The amount of people that have said you do have it, it must be true.
I've not got Riley Wetmore.
That's us for this week, folks. Thank you for joining in yet again. Listen, weather warnings are in place this week, so stay safe. If you are going to the game on Saturday, and we expect you all to be there, and the weather's still a bit dodgy, be careful getting there. But we need everybody there. We need everybody there. Pride night. Bit of pride in the performance. Pride in the result. Fucking catch up with the Ouija fuckers.
That's it.
And
nicely put, Junior. Nicely
let's just get the fucking playoff spot. Eh? Let's just do it.
Definitely. Let's do it.
Fabulous. Well, enjoy the rest of your week, folks. And we will see you on Saturday, and we'll speak to you again next week.